KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, it's cloudy and 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news this hour, the Creston Police Department reports the arrest Tuesday morning of 19-year-old Seth White of Orient. White was arrested on a charge of possession of controlled substance first offense. He was later released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. And two men were arrested in Creston Tuesday on warrants for violation of probation. 28-year-old Christopher Shell was arrested at his home on a Taylor County warrant for the charge of violation of probation on original charge of intent to deliver marijuana and OWI. Shell was released to the custody of Taylor County authorities. 22-year-old Danny Guzman of Des Moines was arrested on a Union County warrant for the charge of violation of probation on an original charge of accessory to a felony. Guzman was later released from the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. An allegedly intoxicated woman was arrested Monday evening in Oakland for child endangerment without injury. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 32-year-old Amber Lorraine Olson of Oakland was arrested at around 6:20 p.m. Monday following an incident earlier that afternoon. Officials say a DHS worker went to Olson's home to pick up a child. Olson was allegedly intoxicated and uncooperative at the time. When a deputy arrived, witnesses said the woman had deliberately given her one-year-old child a drink of vodka out of a green water bottle. Olson admitted giving the child the bottle, but she said that the lid was closed first. Her preliminary breath test showed an intoxication level of 0.348%, or more than four times the legal limit. The child was taken to Mercy Hospital by their grandfather guardian to be checked out. Olson complained of stomach pain and was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital by Oakland Rescue. She was then placed under arrest for child endangerment. An investigation of verbal and physical abuse at the Glenwood State Resource Center finds employees there were poorly trained and lack supervision, leading some staffers to mistreat residents with severe intellectual disabilities and for others not to report the abuse. The Joint Commission Resources Consulting Company wrote a 34-page report after the state hired the company to investigate the causes of abuse at the Glenwood Resource Center, which houses more than 200 residents. 13 staff members either quit or were fired over the allegations, and six more face criminal charges. The Iowa Department of Human Services released the report labeled confidential Monday in response to an open records request by the Des Moines Register. A department spokeswoman said her agency spent up to $65,000 to commission the report because it wants to understand and fix the problems at that facility. Police in Glenwood report the arrest on Tuesday of 32-year-old Nicholas Shermer of Malvern. Shermer was taken into custody on a charge of OWI second offense. His bond was set at $2,000. Elsewhere in the news, this summer, six Iowa state parks will host University of Iowa wildlife camps for families living near the parks. The popular conservation education day camp program will be offered at Maquoketa Caves, the Mines of Spain, George Wythe, Springbrook, Viking Lake, and Ledges State Parks. Jay Gorsch, program coordinator, said the wildlife camps have been a popular educational and recreational experience in the Iowa City area for more than 25 years, and they're excited to share the program with kids across the state. The expansion of the University of Iowa programs comes after the wildlife camps received a Resource Enhancement and Protection, or REAP, Conservation Education Program grant from the Department of Natural Resources to pilot the program in Iowa State Parks. The camps are for students who are entering third through sixth grade. Activities will focus on the wildlife, natural habitats, and unique features of each state park. The day camp will be held at Viking Lake State Park in Stanton June 12th through the 16th and at Springbrook State Park in Guthrie Center June 26th through the 30th. Registration is open now and enrollment will be limited to 40 students per camp. To register or learn more about those camps, you can go to the website, the link that is to the website, under this same story on our news and Ag and Outdoor pages at KJAN.com. Officials of the Cass County Health System report Jessica Jackson, advanced registered nurse practitioner, has joined the Atlantic Medical Center as a family nurse practitioner, where she will provide a full scope of family medicine care for patients of ages, all ages in the clinic. An advanced registered nurse practitioner is a registered nurse who has completed a graduate level educational program at either the master's degree or doctoral level. An ANRP can have primary responsibility for a patient's care as in a family medicine setting, and they are also become certified registered nurse anesthetists or certified midwives. They can practice independently or work with physicians in a group setting. A licensed ARNP can perform a wide scope of patient care. And while she is a new provider at the clinic, Jackson will be a familiar face to many patients. She grew up in Griswold, has worked at CCMH as an obstetrics nurse, and recently completed her nurse practitioner clinical rotations with Dr. Angela Wepler at the Atlantic Medical Center. Jessica Jackson will begin caring for patients at the AMC later this month. The Iowa House has passed a bill that would greatly expand the rights of Iowa gun owners. Republican Representative Matt Winchittle of Missouri Valley says gun rights have been encroached upon for generations.
We have a right to carry firearms for protection and self-defense.
The bill would insert stand your ground language in Iowa law, removing the duty to retreat in a public place when confronting danger. Representative Mary Wolfe, a Democrat from Clinton, who is a lawyer, says the bill sets a dangerous precedent.
Don't worry, you can stand your ground now. Shoot first, ask questions later. That's not the kind of Iowa I want to live in.
Winchittle says people who defend themselves or someone else should have immunity from criminal or civil prosecution.
This is not shoot first, ask questions later. This is Iowans get to make a decision that will not put them in jail for the rest of their life if some jury thinks that they should have first tried to run away.
Representative Ross Smith, a Democrat from Waterloo, says he and other African Americans are terrified by the stand your ground provisions in the bill.
That's because of our natural burden. The assumption or perception that I'm a threat based on the color of my skin.
Representative Shannon Lundgren, a Republican from Piazza, says restrictive gun laws aren't working in Chicago.
The bad guys will kill you to get what they want. With this bill, the good guys, law-abiding citizens, are now able to protect themselves.
Representative Stephen Holt, a Republican from Denison, supported the bill but would like to go farther.
John Wayne once said, gun control requires concentration and a steady hand. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the only gun control I'm interested in.
Officials say 275,000 Iowans currently have a permit to carry a concealed weapon. The bill makes the personal information on those permits confidential. Winchittle also notes the bill would allow those Iowans to carry a concealed handgun, pistol, or revolver into the state capitol building.
Inside this capitol, underneath this golden dome. If those folks have a permit to carry, they should be able to carry that firearm in this building. After all, they're paying for this building. They pay for our salaries. They pay for these seats we sit in. Their Second Amendment rights should not be abridged at the door just because it makes someone feel safer.
The bill would let citizens sue cities and counties that establish gun-free zones as well. Representative David Heaton, a Republican from Mount Pleasant, cited the 1986 murder of Mount Pleasant's mayor during a city council meeting as he announced his opposition to the bill.
There are things in this bill that are right. Stand your ground? Fine. But the Capitol building? No. And especially denying the right to my city council to forever forbid weapons, except in the hands of security, in that city council room.
The bill would let Iowa's schools, community colleges, and Iowa's three public universities bar guns from any campus or school building. The legislation is now eligible for debate in a Senate committee. And on a related story, the key supporter of a bill that expands Iowa's gun laws is calling the legislation a big league step toward undoing restrictions on Second Amendment rights. African-American lawmakers, meanwhile, are citing the acquittal of a neighborhood watchman who shot teenager Trevon Martin to death in Florida 4 years ago. Representative Ross Smith of Waterloo, an African-American, says all Iowans are created equal, but he says not all are treated equally because of their skin color.
The impact of this legislation on people who look like me but may not dress like I do when I'm here Monday through Thursday will be an increased risk to the being killed. As recent as April 2016, there were cross burnings in Dubuque. I wonder if those who set that cross ablaze may see stand your ground as a get out of jail free card.
Smith then put a hoodie over his suit and tie to illustrate how he and other African American men in Iowa might resemble Trayvon Martin.
With his tattoos on and his earrings, this is what I look like. So this is that threat that you can perceive every day. So maybe I should teach those young men to practice the mantra of hands up, don't shoot.
Some supporters of the bill say it does not go far enough. They want to be able to carry a gun openly or concealed in a holster or purse without being required to get a government permit. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.